Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can also go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/NAGBlankCanvas, and you can see pictures of who's on the show or who is upcoming and thumbs up us. You can also go to The Guardian's website, www.guardiantalkradio.com, and you can stream us live from your computer or device. And you can also download an app called TuneIn Radio and have the radio on all the time, unless you're at work and you should be working. So anyhow, I have three lovely ladies in the studio with me tonight, all of whom have work in the NE8, which is the national exhibition, the eighth national exhibition that's at the National Art Gallery. We have that exhibition every 2 years, and it is an overview of what is happening in the Bahamian art scene, but not only in the Bahamas. We also reach out to the diaspora, Bahamian artists living abroad and also living on family islands. So we have over 50 artists in that show. It's showing at the Villa Doyle, which is the main location of the National Art Gallery, but also because there were so many great projects this year, we have a secondary location at Hillside House on Cumberland Street, where you can also see more projects. Now, interestingly, I had a few ladies on the show last week, and I suddenly realized, looking at all the upcoming shows, that we have a lot of women in the National Exhibition, which is completely unwishing, but kind of cool, because for a long time there was, you know, a bit of a, oh, too many men in the art scene sort of dialogue. So welcome, ladies, for representing. So I have Jordana Kelly, who's been on the show before. Say, yep, hello. Winner of the Central Bank Prize this year and with an upcoming exhibition.
Yes, March 3rd at Central Bank, 6 to 9.
Cool. So everyone go to that as well. And then we have Sue Katz-Lightborn in the studio.
Hey, Amanda.
Hello, Sue. Hello. Welcome back to Blank Canvas. And Dee Dee Brown.
Hello.
Hello. So we're going to start with, so the NE8 is a show where in the past, sometimes the curator has chosen to have a theme. And this year, our chief curator, Holly Bino, decided not to have a theme and to just throw it out there to the artists to come up with proposals for work they wanted to do. But interestingly, we saw sort of several themes coming out of the work. So the show's very cohesive in the sense that there's a lot about caring for our environment, caring for our land, caring for our people, caring for oneself, and issues of identity, whether that's Bahamian identity in particular or just self-identity. And so the three artists here tonight also kind of connect to a certain degree in that way. So we'll start with Jordana, simply because she's right there sitting next to me.
Yay!
and you've been on the show before, so you're all relaxed now.
Yes.
You have a piece called Discarded Pearl, and it's an installation, and I have to try to describe it for the audience since it's radio, and it's a series of bottles that look like bottles.
It's 17 glass sans bare bottles.
Oh, sans, okay.
Yeah, layered with sand from across the entire Bahamas. And it's also a photography series of the magnified images of the sand grains. So they resemble pearls.
Mm-hmm.
What I really wanted to accomplish was to have a viewer stand in a single spot and view the countless samples of sands for themselves. So the work is called Discarded Pearls, and I'm trying to communicate that due to the current state of the country, you know, lack of development of natural resources or even appreciation for them, the countless scandals, the increased warnings of crime, the Bahamas will become a discarded pearls to the rest of the world. Like, we have this beautiful treasure here, but that can't save us. And I'm trying to say, you know, we can't rely always on our sun, sand, and sea.
Mm-hmm. And also it makes me think, the title just makes me think of that saying, to cast pearls before swine, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
that we have this beautiful thing, and if we're not appreciating it, then does it even matter that it's valued?
So it's political in that sense, mm-hmm. and it's also environmental, bringing awareness. You know, we like to, I don't want to say this, but put certain islands on a pedestal for having the prettiest beaches, like mm-hmm. Eleuthera, for example, when in fact there are pink sand in the whole Bahamas, from mm-hmm. Rumkey to Anagua, Cat Island. It's unbelievable. It was a really eye-opener for me as well.
How did you actually get all the sand?
So I think that's what the project really is about, was the communication, trying to find these people. So it's social, trying to raise questions like, how connected are we? Are we connected at all? We always tell people that, you know, we're this huge collective of 700 islands and keys. But after doing the project, I found out that we're not that connected at all.
No, and I've also realized that a lot of people you know, they'll judge someone from where they're from quite quickly. Like, oh, yeah, well, they're from Long Island. Or, yeah, oh, so, yeah, they're from, you know, and also conversely, that will be used as a sense of like, oh, well, I'm from Inagua. So, like, I'm, you know, I'm awesome and you're not. There's always that kind of...
a stigma.
Yeah.
So 6 months in the making, I was trying to find these contact individuals from each island to represent their island and to simply collect a package off the mailboat or the plane and collect samples of sand for me and have them labeled and documented so I can have it back here to organize and photograph. What kept happening was I sent the call out through social media, through Facebook, direct conversation. I was in the phone book. I was calling like Rumkey Police Station. Like, it was unbelievable how difficult it was.
I would have loved to have heard that conversation.
People
could you
probably
go to the
thought,
beach
yeah.
and get me some sand?
I was probably known as the crazy sand girl, calling, hi, would you be interested in collecting some samples of sand? What? Who is this? Hi, Jordana Kelly, Bahamian artist. You know, artist.
Yeah,
trying to
yeah.
collect sand.
Yeah.
So I was trying to get these people to collect the sand, send it back. So I can document. And what kept happening was there only were four islands that kept reoccurring for volunteers. Abaco, Grand Bahama, Eleuthera, and Long Island.
So the major inhabitants.
Yeah, and I kept thinking to myself, what on earth is happening? Where are the other 12 islands? Do they not exist? Like, no one knew them. And it was 6 months. The project was, the deadline was approaching. I didn't have sand for Acklands, Crooked, and Nagua.
Well, it also speaks to our own networks, right? So it also actually speaks, because, I mean, I know you asked us to put out the call to the National Art Gallery and some of us personally.
I spoke to the National Trust.
Yeah, and we put out calls, and it I think it also speaks to who's in our network. Like, who's made that choice to send us their email and be on our mailing list, or who, because people always say, like, you don't reach out to us, but how can we reach out if we don't know who you are?
Yeah.
Like, it's very
mm-hmm.
difficult,
yeah.
Right? I mean, we can't advertise. We don't have the budget. So, like, you know, anyone listening there now, but then also I know that the radio doesn't even necessarily
reach
that far, right? So I think some islands can listen to Guardian Talk Radio, but many of them can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think it also speaks to our reach, which is also a little bit shaming for us. You know, we're the National Gallery and we put out the call and we only reach Abaco, Eleuthera, Grand Bahama, because that's where we know people and there's artists practicing that are very engaged with us. And, you know, I think it's kind of interesting too.
So I was only requesting 10 samples from each island, trying to get 170 samples. And I didn't realize how ambitious this was. I didn't get some samples yet from San Salvador. I got two samples from the Barrie Islands. So only a few islands gave me the full 10 samples that I had asked for. And that just, and there's so many people who, there were 70 people who actually helped with the project. And that goes to say, like, real estate agent, a vacationer, a tourist, a marine construction worker, a teacher, another artist, a banker, a doctor, a policewoman. So there's just like a huge scope of Bahamians who were like community minded, who wanted to help, participated. And I printed their names on the gallery space, so if they ever came, they'd know that, you know, this couldn't happen without you.
And that's actually really nice, I think, because something I also get from the piece is the difference in the sand also sort of reflects the difference in our communities, too. So, you know, very often we think of Bahamians as being very one-dimensional, or like you think of a Bahamian. What does a Bahamian look like?
Yeah.
It looks like this. But actually, you know, as you know, from traveling and from like meeting all the different people, you know, really all shapes and sizes, all shades from, you know, lightest light to darkest dark in between. And I think the sand kind of reflects that too, because you think all the sand is this, because that's what we're known for, right? This like powdery pink. But then you look at it and some of them are quite rough and some of them are darker and some of them are lighter. And I thought that was
some
really interesting too.
Some more organic and gray and coarse. Yeah, no, that was very special for me as well, in meeting these people and having them handle their side of the project, to packaging the sand, to writing their own label. Just even dealing with the mailboats was an experience in itself. I remember going numerous times, heart racing, hoping that my sand came, because, you know, what's the value of the goods? How can I price that? It's a cardboard box with some bottles of sand.
Yeah.
I remember going there once and they brought me out a soggy box that came out of the freezer and my sand was frozen. I'm like, dude, this is sand. Like, why is it in here? And I always sent the sand on wine bottle boxes. And every more than five islands, the boxes were ripped open.
Wow.
So I don't know if they thought they was getting a little drink on the boat or...
Interesting.
Yeah, so I'm glad the sand reached me on time, but there was always like a process of drying. Sometimes someone even sent me a sample of sand. I guess they were being creative in themselves and they put some crab pieces that they found. But when I got the sand, I opened it up. I thought I was in a horror movie, 40 flies came
around.
Oh,
really? Oh,
my gosh. The stank of the sand.
Yeah, sure.
Like, filled up the house. So, I mean, even that part, like what people thought they'd put in the sand, I put some, like, pine cones or I put some shells.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting as well.
Yeah.
Except the crab part.
Yeah, yeah. Only, yeah, I mean, that's the classic vacationer problem, right? Is they come and they find some shell on the beach and think, oh, that's so pretty, I'm going to take it home. And then they open their suitcase when they get back to wherever they came from. And oh, boy.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's really. And did any come by airplane or were they all?
Yes. Yeah. Some people brought it on the plane with them.
That's an amazing level of commitment.
Yeah, no, this one person from Acklands in Crooked Island, the representative for that, they actually brought me 3 large sand bags, like for hurricane sand. I'm like, I only needed a bottle or a little plastic bag. Like, I have this huge, heavy 10-pound bag of sand. So my house is turning into a museum. I have documented bottles all over the place from sand. This is just the beginning stages of the project. I really wanted to expand.
Yeah.
And if you are on these family islands and you want to help out, because I still would like the 10 samples of sand to fully document the island.
And it would be nice if the project could get completed while the show's up, which is until the middle of April. So that there's the challenge out there to the Bahamian people. We've got 2 more months, basically.
I need San Salvador.
San Salvador. Anyone know anybody in San Salvador? Oh, I know people at the museum there. Maybe they can help.
Yes.
Oh, my producer is like making waves. Maybe he can go. I don't know what he's saying.
But every island
San Salvador. He's like, he's doing charades. Anyhow.
Yeah. So just contact.
There we go. Yeah. San Salvador sand. That's what we need. And it's amazing how heavy it is, too. Because I remember we did the piece when we did that Funky Nassau show in 2006 in Germany. And Blue Curry did a project where he took a section of the beach to Germany. And it was amazing, like, moving that sand. Mm. How complicated that was. And then again, like customs, you know, internationally, it's organic matter. Does it have anything? You know, it's, you just don't really know what box to check on that, you know?
The value of the goods.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, is it an artwork? Yes, an artwork, but it's piles of sand. So anyhow. So that's one project of many that anyone listening can see at the National Art Gallery, which is on right now in the National Exhibition, which is our 8th one and has over 50 Bahamian artists across both spaces. And don't forget, everyone, that the NAGB is always free on Sunday. So there's no reason not to come. You can come. Like, I had someone the other day say, oh, I came and I saw the show. It was like too much for me to take in. So just come, look at 4 things, go away, come back another day. Like, there's no rule that you have to see the whole show when you come one time. You can come many times. The show's up again for 2 more months. So, you know, come multiple times, because some of the work really does require time and thought. And, you know, maybe it just sets off so much in your head. You're like, okay, that's enough for me today. I'm going to come back another day. So please come do that. We have been talking with Jordana Kelly, who is one of the 3 artists I have in the studio with me tonight. And right after the break, we will turn over to the next 2 and listen to their projects. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you're listening to Guardian Radio 96.9. We're going to be right back after this break.